This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. About 6 months ago, we started a new project. It's a special collaboration with Frontline on PBS that breaks through the noise surrounding one key issue in this election.
The United States Supreme Court.
Unlimited money.
Freedom of speech.
Unions.
Moguls going at each other.
Money and politics.
The special interests and their lobbyists.
Super Bowl!
Love that guy, right? Yes, super PACs. The issue is the fallout from the Supreme Court's decision 2 years ago in a case called Citizens United. The justices ruled that the government's not allowed to limit political spending by corporations and unions, which means this election cycle is being fueled by more money than ever, like in the billions of dollars. So part of the noise, part of the reason this matters, is because of disagreements over how much all that money matters and how it affects the way you and I vote, whether money corrupts the entire political process. Or maybe, as lawyer Jim Bopp suggests, whether more spending equals better informed voters.
So we need more spending.
You think there's not enough information out there in American politics?
Definitely. It's a third of the people of the United States cannot name the vice president of the United States. Majority of the people do not know who their congressman is or who their senators are. So you think that's enough information? No. That's not enough information. They need a lot more information.
Jim Bopp is the guy behind the Citizens United ruling, one of the main characters I met while I was away reporting this story for Frontline this summer. So more money, more information. And that's one side. The side that won the Citizens United ruling, it has to be said. But obviously, part of this is because of the strong opinions that are out there about money in politics, including from some of the people who use that money to do politics. I spent some time in Washington, D.C. for Frontline. Wound up talking to a guy named Rodel Molyneux.
How much is too much? You know, when you've got 15 or 16 people ponying up $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 million at a time, I don't necessarily think that's good for democracy.
Molyneux runs a liberal super PAC. It's called American Bridge 21st Century, which he admits is fed by the money that Citizens United allows. I was all over the place reporting for Frontline this summer. Montana, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, Indiana. And we found an honestly amazing story about campaign finance, one that cuts through this. I promise you. We're going to air a radio story every week this month as part of our television collaboration with Frontline. The film is called
Big Sky, Big Money, a Frontline election special. Watch online or on air beginning October 30th.
The music makes it, right? It's about the dark secrets of campaign finance this election season. Mark your calendars, October 30th, me on television. It's going to be a good one.